When we get to 25%, then we would move from orange to red. And that would mean that we're going to have additional restrictions. We will only have to have one day of getting into that red zone for those red zone restrictions to kick in. So as soon as we cross that line, we'll go into the red zone. And that will mean the things we just talked about with regard to 10-person rule indoors, 25-person rule outdoors, bars going to takeout, delivery, or drive-through only, restaurants, limited dining hours, that kind of thing. So those restrictions will go in place as soon as we cross it. What we will then do, after if we cross into the red, we will use a 7-day rolling average to get back down into the orange zone. So we made, you know, if we drop back down in hospital beds, it would have to be a 7-day rolling average that would get us below that 25% for us to move from red back into orange. And the same thing going from orange to yellow and on down the line. So it'd be a 7-day rolling average for that. So that's how we're going to be looking at that. And then just with regard to the hospital beds themselves, we're looking at a 14-day rolling average of to determine the hospital capacity. Again, those are staffed hospital beds.